Okay, welcome to the Finance and Audit Committee meeting for the Cabazon Water District at Tuesday, July 18th at 5:01 p.m. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The roll call.
Director Terry Tincher.
Here.
Director Sarah Wargo.
Here.
Michael Pollack, General Manager.
Here.
And myself. Okay. On to the financials. And I know I already said this, but I had originally posted the incorrect financials. I put the May ones, but I updated them to the June financials this morning. So on the first page, we have the balance sheet, and line 3, which is the cash and Chase balance, and then line 5, which is the LAIF balance. Combined, that total was $1,587,654 at the month end, which was actually the fiscal year end. And then the total liabilities on line 32 was $1,933,808. And the reason that's so high right now is because we have the gap funding with the PASS agency. So we still owe them because we're still waiting on the state to pay us back. We owe them about $1 million because the state owes us about $1 million. Any questions on that page? All right, moving on to profit and loss. And the year to date is at 100% of the year. So these numbers might change like a little bit just if we shift them over to different categories during the audit, but for the most part, this is where we ended up at. So on line number 5, we have the Desert Hills Premium Outlet, the DHPO contract. That ended at 76% of the year. Most of their usage ended up getting included into the line 4, which is commodity sales. On line 9, we have basic facility fees. This ended at 119% of the year. These are charged for new service connections, meter installations, and upgrades. And these revenues are budgeted conservatively due to their unpredictable nature. So we ended up getting a little more than we originally planned. Down to line 14, we have the cell tower lease income. That one ended at 123% of the year. This accounts for the monthly lease payment for use of district property for cell towers. It ended over budget due to the implementation of a new cell tower location. On line 16, we have interest income, which ended at 293% of the year. This includes interest earnings in the LAIF account and other investment accounts, and interest charged on overdue customer balances. It ended up higher than budgeted due to higher interest collected on customer bills than anticipated and higher interest returns on the BNY Reserve Fund and BNY Repayment Fund and LAIF. So that's the revenues, which we ended up at 105% of the year, and then now moving on to expenses. So for line 22, we have director fees, which was just at 54% of the year. This accounts for board of directors stipends, and it ended at 54% due to less meetings than anticipated. I think just like the meetings in between the regular board meetings. Down on line 30, we have lab fees, which was at 37% of the year. This account includes the cost of lab fees and water quality testing. Expenses will vary depending on timing of receipt of bills and due to like the required sampling. Sometimes it's due in July. I don't know if it's always due in July, just the sampling.
Sometimes there's a Title 22, which is the full spectrum of all the sampling, and that's quite expensive. So I think that's why they budget every year for to allow for that. So that's why we're
pretty under.
Moderate spending on it.
Moving on to line 31, we have the meter testing and repair, which is only at 9% of the year. The only meter I think that we that is in there is from the DHPO meter, which we did end up testing and it came back good. So besides that, the The regular meters are only, I think, $50 to test, and then if they come back good, the customer ends up having to pay for it, I believe. I think that's how that works, but we don't really get that very often anyways. Down to line 33, we have the line R&M materials as amended, which ended up at 76% of the year. So at the beginning of the year, we were really worried about that one because it was at like 90% by August, but we ended up under budget by the end of the year. On line 35, we have security, which was at 77%. Their billing is really unusual. They bill them, or they used to have Securitas, but we just switched over to the alarm. But Securitas bills really irregularly, so I think that's why we weren't sure exactly how much it was going to be for the full year. And then on line 36, we have engineering services as amended, which ended up at only 45%. That's because most of the engineering that we use is for the grant projects, which we get reimbursed for. On line 37, we have facilities, wells, T&D, other. That one ended up at 157%. And I can't remember what we did.
That one had to do with the SCADA upgrade,
because yeah.
The contract was going to be, it wasn't going to be supported by Microsoft anymore, so that was 4,200. We had a outage at well 5. We had a blown fuse at well 1.
Yeah.
So a couple of those put us up over what we had scheduled to budget for.
Yep. And then on line 42, we have supplies and equipment, which was at 80%. That's just random supplies in the office that we purchased. We ended up spending less than we budgeted for. I heard somebody just joined on the call. We're going over the financials right now. We're on, I don't even know what page this is.
Hello, this is Victor Diaz.
Oh, hi.
We're in the Finance and Audit Committee right now.
Okay.
I don't know if you're looking for
this. Yeah, if this is where you want to be, you're in the right place. Yeah. But the board meeting doesn't start till 6.
Okay, I'll call back at 6.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so that was all I was going to call out on that first page. Was there any questions?
No.
I'm going a little more detailed since it's the end of the year. Usually I just do like a few. All right, moving on then, we have line 46, which is printing and publications, which was only at 49%. We just had a lot less printing and publications that we ended up doing this year than we expected. On line 49, we have the CWSA, which was only at 36% of the year. The board opted to no longer participate in that group, so that's where it ended. On line 50, we have office expenses other. That's for random office expenses that isn't in the supplies and equipment, usually like notary costs, stuff like that. It ended up only at 45% because we just used it less than we expected. On line 53, financial audit, that one's at 58% of the year. Their billing is a little irregular too, so they have like a set, I think it's $15,000 for the year, but sometimes they bill it in the first half of the calendar year, sometimes it's the second half, so some of those might roll into the current fiscal year. On to line 55, we have the legal expenses, which is only at 14%. We did use it a little bit in the beginning of the year, just to, when we had like the new general manager contract and stuff like that we had to go over, but besides that, we haven't used it very much at all. Sometimes we'll use it for the grants, but we get reimbursed for that quickly. Line 60, we have training and travel. That's for food expenses and then mileage that's not the our vehicles. So like mileage reimbursement, stuff like that, which ended up at only 52% of the year, just because we used it less than we expected. Line 63, shop supplies and small tools. That one is over budget at 180%. I know we bought a well sounder that ended up breaking, so we had to have that repaired. And then also,
The tools that we replaced from the theft.
Yeah.
So we're still waiting to get reimbursed from the insurance company. I told the guys to go ahead and proceed, and stock up their trucks. And as I mentioned before, I did a miscalculation for the $2,900. Once we approved the budget, I told the guys I was going to go ahead and order the weed abatement. Originally, I had budgeted $10,200 for the weed abatement trailer. We decided to go with a skid-mounted version, same capacity, same hose length and everything like that, for only $2,900. So, but I miscalculated. I could have waited another 30 days to order it. It wouldn't have showed up on the spreadsheet.
I don't think it's going to hurt anything.
Yeah.
And then line 64, vehicle fuel as amended, which ended up at only 73%. Gas wasn't as expensive as they like budgeted for, and then also we're using a lot less gas than before. 65, we have employee uniforms, which is at 74%. All of the field workers get to be reimbursed for their work boots, but it's during each calendar year, so some of them do it in the first half of the calendar year, some of them do it in the second half. I think most of them are going to be doing it in the second half for this one, though.
Mm-hmm.
Line 66, we have safety, which is at 158%. That was because of the eyewash stations at each of the well sites, and then fire extinguishers and traffic maintenance signs. So that's why that one's over. On line 67, we have the tractor expenses / maintenance. That was at 127% of the year.
We had to replace two front tires and a little side window that got broken during construction.
Yep. 68, we have equipment rental, which was only at 67% of the year. It started out seeming like that one was going to go over, but now that we have a full staff, they're able to do a lot of the traffic control on their own, and we have the actual signage that they can use for that. Before, we were spending a lot on traffic control, but now we don't need to do that. 69, we have service trucks, repair and maintenance. That one's only at 76% of the year. A lot of the repairs for the trucks we're able to do in-house now, but before we had to send them every 2 months for every little thing, but now we're able to get a lot of it repaired in-house. And then down on line 77, which is the total expenses, we're only at 89%. So the revenues was over, the expenses were under. And then down on line 82, the net income loss, we were expecting to lose $31,000, but we ended up earning $486,946.
Very good.
Any questions on that?
We'll do better next year.
$500,000.
Pretty darn good. Well, it's actually more than $500,000 because you thought you were going to be negative.
The last page is the capital detail. So for the well intake repairs, we're going to be doing that in the next fiscal year, which is for the Bonita Vault. Customer shutoff valves, I'm pretty sure that was just really highly budgeted. I think that's why that one is only at 14%. Meter replacement, that one ended up pretty much right on target. We bought the 30 meters every month. We kept up with that for the whole year. Sixth service utility truck. Oh, that was for the new truck that we ended up having to get because the other one got stolen, which wasn't originally on the budget, but or it was supposed to be on next year's budget, but it's on here since we had to do it early.
The original schedule was I had a capital reserve fund set aside, $10,000 each year for the next 3 years to purchase a new vehicle. But since it got stolen, we had the ability to get a used vehicle that was in great shape, so we are set.
And then on to the grant-funded projects. The isolation valves, that project is completely done, but we're just working on some final paperwork to send in. The groundwater well improvements, that's for the test well. There's a couple other projects that are included in that grant as well, but the one that we're kind of focusing on right now is the test well. But there was a little hiccup that went up with that. I guess the lot that was originally planned to put that test well, some of the contractors said it was too small, so we're looking at other properties to do it on instead.
Right next to the dyno, right behind where Burger King was, right next to just east of where the dyno lady is, there was a little lot back there next to the, in the parking lot. And where they were going to design the well, there was not enough basin area when you pump it to waste to develop the well. There wasn't enough big perk pond on there. So now we found a couple more locations. I met with the dinosaur lady. She happens to own another parcel just a little bit more north of that. So she was going to do an overlay and let us know if we can proceed with one of her lots. It would better accommodate it.
And then the American Rescue Plan Act, the ARPA, there's two projects under that one, the cluster valve and the tank recoating. The cluster valve project is done. I'll be sending the final reimbursement request for that tomorrow. And then the tank recoating, they finished tank 4, so now they're working on, I think, tank 2.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yep, tank 2 is almost completed sandblasting, so we'll start painting that one.
And so far, everything's looking like it's pretty under the cost right now, so we might be able to get a couple other things included into that grant as well. Like, we might be able to recoat tank 1 and repaint some various things in the district.
Yeah, so they're going to move forward, and so they just painted tank 4. They're currently painting tank 2. They're going to paint tank 1, and there is money left over. So the two containers at the yard, which are used for warehouses, those are going to get painted, and then and then all the air vacs within the district are going to get painted too. So just to let people know, if they don't know what an air vac, the canister right there. So there's, So they're all, everything's going to be painted the same color, desert tan. And the reason I have this logo up here is because we also have enough money to put logos on tank 1, which is currently on this end of town.
Oh, nice.
With a little dinosaur. So that's going to be 10 by 22. And then down on the other end, that used to say the Cabazon Outlet, that's going to get one. So the people that are coming eastbound, they'll be able to see that tank. And the people that are heading westbound will be able to see tank 1 with the logos.
Ooh.
Nice. Yeah.
High tech.
Yeah.
Are they going to actually paint all the way around the air vacs this time? Not
yes.
Just the front?
No. This is the contractor that's doing it. Yeah. So, yeah, this, yeah. Yeah. Not just the one facing the street.
I saw that and went, really? That was cheesy.
Yeah.
Quick question on the budget.
Okay.
So, just dealing with the totals. Right? So far, revenue is at 105%,
mm-hmm.
and our total expenses is 89%. Help me square $500,000. Like, is that from some of the projects we had got grant funded?
No, basically it was what they had originally planned for. Remember, it was $285,000 for well and tank repairs.
Mm-hmm.
So it was $225,000.
That got eaten up by the grants.
No, we didn't use that. We didn't use that.
No, I meant it the wrong way.
Yeah, yeah.
The grants covered
the grants
that.
Covered
that instead.
Yeah.
So that went into our reserves.
Budget, yeah. Yeah.
And then the $40,000 that was scheduled for turn-ons and turn-offs, well, that was a large sum of money. They were planning on doing partial service replacements, which you didn't need to. So you were just going to replace the meter, and if the valve broke, you would just replace that. So that's why that's so low. And then meter replacements was $20,000.
Oh, they're trying to pull the wrong door.
So that was a given. You know, that's something we were going to do. So I just budgeted accordingly. Let's go ahead and order 30 meters every month. The price went up from $49 to $56 a meter, but we still...
We've actually been doing the meter replacement.
Yes.
We've been attempting to do that for 5-6 years.
Right.
And that budget has always gotten me enough. And
So we replaced almost 300 meters, so we have 984 active customers. Just need a hand up there?
Yeah.
All good?
Yeah. I think he's just going to
answer this one. You have any other questions?
No. Go on. I like the way the budget looks.
Yeah, the budget looks pretty good. Yeah, I mean, maybe next year you can actually try. No.
Yeah,
we'll get her done.
Okay, with that, I'm going to adjourn the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. Okay. I'm going to adjourn to check signing at 5:21 p.m. Okay. Just for the record, that's me.
Thank you.